Folks, they're playing baseball somewhere, and it's not that long away from us. You drive down to the Boston Muscatine Blacktop in Mercer County over the bridge. You're in Muscatine, and their head baseball coach is Grant Peepert. Coach, how envious should we be on this second day of June? You just had your second baseball practice. Man, you're making us jealous over here.
Yeah, I mean, we just got done. A little warm today, but, it's just great for the seniors. The last thing I wanted to do is tell the seniors that we weren't having a season. So that's obviously a positive. And to be honest, it's, there's some logistics and guidelines that we have to follow, but, the kids keep things in perspective and they just want to play ball. So it's actually been, pretty smooth, a lot better than I actually thought it would be, to be honest. Not to rub it in even more, but first two practices were great. The kids lost their spring season. A lot of them ran track, played soccer, so they're just hungry to compete. So far so good.
Well, and the hope of just getting the equipment out, getting the glove out, getting the bat out, getting the ball out, raking the pitcher's mound. I mean, just that feel of what we've been through and then getting to do that. So can you take us through that emotion maybe for you, but then what did you feel from the kids too this week?
Anybody that loves baseball, it's really like the sound of when a kid barrels up a baseball, just hearing that sound again and the smell of leather and getting brand new baseballs out of the package. And, the kids aren't, we obviously have them do jobs with breaking and stuff. So, they're not as, reluctant to do those things. They're a little bit more excited that they're just out of the house and they're around teammates. And, the excitement, it's kind of a coach's dream. Not that we wanted it to be this type of situation, but just to have kids just not taking the things that I think we as a society, as a whole, take for granted. Some of the things we used to complain about, I think we'd really like to be doing right now. I teach. Sometimes the end of the year can be a grind, but, stopping March 12th, it came a point where I was like, man, I just missed my kids in the classroom. So I think it's really helped us and our program keep things in perspective. It's great. We'll obviously have to limit the crowd sizes and there'll be some obstacles there, but everything you said, it's just great. The sound, smells, everything.
Yeah, and the smell of sunscreen at the ballpark. I always tell everyone that's one of the best smells of summer. What do you say to the people, just across the Muscatine Bridge in Western Illinois, and as you speak to small school people, I was learning about your background, grew up, you said, west of Muscatine in a small town, nine towns fed into the consolidated high school, which had, high school enrollment of 140, you told me, within nine small towns. So people here in Western Illinois, in Joy, in New Boston, in Keysburg, they're all small towns, Aledo, Viola, Sherrard, any of these Western Illinois towns, Buffalo Prairie, Taylor Ridge, Illinois City. So what can you tell to those people that, they're still not, those kids aren't allowed to play yet. They missed out on a whole spring sports season. There's still a lot of questions of when and if high school sports will resume in Illinois. So, I mean, you have to feel for them. I know that. So what can you say to those people out there today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, just being patient. And I understand, obviously, coming from a small town, how important and how connected the community is to the high school. And just whether you have kids or not, sometimes you make it out to a ball game or a Friday night football game. I kind of have the luxury of just, obviously being in Iowa and them opening it up, but I'm just a baseball coach. I don't know. Obviously, we're in a pandemic. Just being patient and, you know, hopefully things start opening up and just making sure that we abide by the guidelines. And, you know, the last thing we want is for this to continue going on and then not having ball sports and football. And you know, obviously I'm a baseball guy, but I know the economic impact that football has, high school, college. If we don't have football, I mean, economically, a lot of these programs, especially collegiately, now we're looking at some major issues of other sports being cut because the financial situation of not having football. So my biggest advice is be patient. You know, obviously, we're talking about Western Illinois. It's probably a little bit different circumstances when you get into Chicago and some of the more urban areas where people are closer together. You know, being patient, things will open up, and when they do, just make sure that you're doing the best you can so that we can get out of this at some point, get back to as normal as we can. It'll happen. I know that. I'm confident in that. But every area in this country, every area in the state's got just different. Every circumstance is different. So I feel for you. I totally understand. But, you know, patience and doing the right thing, doing the best you can, that's the biggest thing. And sports will happen again, and you guys can go out and support your local teams, your local kids. And it, maybe even more so now that everything's getting taken away. You know, I know historically high school sports were attended a lot more 10, 15 years ago. But maybe that picks back up and, you know, we end up getting a positive thing.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too. And, you know, so we talk about this week, the first day of practice for you, kids getting back together. That had to be excited. They had to be excited about that, getting back, team concept, where they missed the classroom, things of that nature. And then I think the other important date is when you play that first game. And, you know, it's weird. I tell a lot of people here, you know, from a broadcast standpoint, you know, last high school game I broadcast was in mid-March, a high school basketball game. You know, it doesn't seem that long ago, but, I mean, the feel of it, now it's like it feels like it was 10 years ago that I was at an event broadcasting a game. So I think the other thing is, you know, in terms of trying to get back to normal when, you know, one, kids get to go to practice, I think that is kind of back to normal. And then I think, two, man, getting to play a game, you know, in terms of trying to get back to some normal thing in life, that you got to be pretty stoked about that when you guys get to play first game here of the spring in 2020 post-pandemic. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, obviously mostly for the kids, you know, selfishly as a coach, we like to compete. But, I mean, there's multiple reasons why I'm excited. Last year was my first year here at Muscatine, and we struggled. I think we went 9-22. We're going to be really good this year. So, to me, that was another reason. I was like, oh man, we're going to be really good. And we worked so hard in the off season, and now we get that opportunity. Like you said, it is exciting. You know, we have to be really strategic because, you know, we're hoping the kids were getting their throwing in and they're hitting in, and we stay connected virtually. But, you know, we got to be really smart. Our first practice was yesterday. Our first game is June 15th. You know, a lot of teams are doing things a lot very differently. There's some teams in our conference that are doing two-a-days. I actually scaled back instead of scaled forward because my big concern is arms. Today it's really hot. You know, the kids aren't exactly in the best shape, but, you know, just being smart and deliberate and making sure the kids are ready for the 15th. And then, you know, I can't even tell you how excited we are. And just that first day, just, you know, the jitters and the rust, just being in front of the kids again, it was awesome. And that first game is just going to be the exact same thing, and we get to compete in front of people with umpires. Here we go.
All right, Coach Grant Peepert, his second year as head coach of the Muscatine Muskie baseball program. We're envious over here in Western Illinois because they have a baseball and a softball season. Again, their first day of baseball and softball practice over in Iowa was Monday the 1st, and they can play games beginning June the 15th. Coach, thanks for the help today. Appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. Best of luck to you guys, and you know, hopefully things get going for you guys. Especially the small communities. I know how important that is.
All right, you're listening to WRMJ.